in a world where all right seems wrong and wrong seems right, where am I? Why does today feel like it's the past? Is it my past life memories? Where am I? Oh, I know, right where I just started from. But haven't I done this before?
Deja vu.
And I'm the American Prince Charles III. I hope you guys are having a wonderful weekend. Today is June 4th, 2022. Saturday, June 4th, 2022. And for those of you guys who are out there working, you know, I hope that you have a great and safe work weekend. And for those of you guys who are off, I hope you guys are having a great, safe, fun weekend and a relaxing weekend. Let's keep those guys down in our Florida in our prayers. I know they're having a storm right now that's going on with heavy rains. So let's keep them in our prayers. Here that it's not so bad and it's just mainly rain. It's going to be tapering off shortly, moving on off into the Pacific Ocean. So that's good news. So today, the show is on an email that I received from someone that asked me to talk about basically what's going on in today's society with all the shootings and just how can I address it with my Castle Life and the platform there. So I decided, you know what, I just put it on Deja Vu and I may share it on the Veterans Depot because it talks about what we can do with our faith. And so today I titled the podcast, this particular show, "Today I Just Built a Room at the Hurt Hotel."
What you say?
So today, I just booked a room at the Hurt Hotel. Sometimes I wake up. Let's talk about me. Sometimes I wake up in the morning and I feel like, yeah, I can do anything. Then there are days I feel like, oh, I don't want to do nothing, you know, just chill out. I don't want to do anything. You can't drag me out this bed, right? How many of you guys feel like that? Sometimes your life is a mental roller coaster. How often do you feel like you wake up and say, I feel like I can run a mile? And then some days you wake up and say, I just feel like I just got hit by a bus, you know? I know I do, you know? So I had to learn to retrain my brain, guys. I had to learn to say that in itself is a work in progress. There are days I feel great, and then there are days I feel like hate. Now, I know hate is a powerful word, but it's an emotion I think we all need to take a look at. You see, hate is a very unstable emotion, and it's, you know, one letter short of, you know, anger is one letter short of danger. That's the way it is with hate. You know, it's one letter short of danger because it is an unstable emotion, a very unstable emotion. I could just love you today, but later in the day, my subconscious reminds me by bringing up old crap that you did to me. And now why should I hate you now? And that's the way hate is. It kind of is a mysterious guest at this Hurt Hotel. And at the Hurt Hotel, we have to welcome all guests and visitors. And so hurt is welcome, you know. It's really welcome. And I don't really like hurt. I don't like it at all. So I would tell you this. You don't have to welcome hurt. That's the good news. We don't have to welcome hurt. Well, you may say, or you may ask, well, where do these emotions come from? Why am I so resentful and hate others? Why do I choose to like certain people, certain family members or animals and hate the rest? Let me tell you, I've learned to work on turning that bad noise down in my head and replace it with good noise. You see, as an example, I've had to tell friends, hey, why don't you not call me at this time and call me at this time? But there were days I didn't say it, you know, quite nicely. I was kind of pretty much rude about it, you know, and that wasn't cool. So let me just give you an example I had with one of my friends. One of my friends called me, you know, at the peak time basically it was just the wrong time, guys. It was just the wrong time. How many of you guys out there been sitting at home doing nothing for hours on end, minutes on end, doing nothing? You're maybe surfing the computer, maybe you're cooking or not doing much of anything, maybe boiling water and waiting to pour something in a rice or something, but you're just sitting on the couch, maybe you're reading a book. Nothing happens. But, you know, it's rolling around closer to that time for your favorite TV series to pop on. But still, nothing happens. But as soon, you guys know I'm going with this. You know, as soon as that television show starts to come on, your cell phone rings. You know, your cell phone rings. Come on. Come on. How many of you guys have felt that before? I mean, how many of you? Isn't that kind of weird? You've done this so many times before.
Oh my God, is this deja vu all over again?
Deja vu.
Now, I have to tell you, I'm not alone when I say that I feel like I could spit fire at that time, right? And that's okay. That's okay because we're human. But I had to learn to make a choice. I had to learn, should I answer the phone or should I not answer the phone, right? I've learned that people just want to feel loved and people just want to reach out and they just want to talk sometimes. And I had to really get in my head, Charles. These people, they just want to belong just like I do. I mean, we all do, right? We all just want to belong. So I tell you this, I've traveled the world over about 4 times. I've been around this world in the United States Navy. And let me tell you one thing that I have seen more and more people have in common, and that's the feeling to be loved and a sense of belonging. And with that said, I had to learn to be a friend. If I want friends, I had to learn to be a friend. And a damn good one. I just don't want to be a friend. I want to be a damn good friend. And I tell you, my friends that I do have will tell you, Charles will be there for you, man. He will be there for you. But those are the friends that are in my life, you know. They will tell you, those who truly know me, that, you know, he's a good guy. And if he wrongs you, he'll do his best to right it, you know, and now, at that point, I can't make you still be my friend if you think I've done something wrong to you or if I have done something wrong to you. Ain't no if about it. I did do something wrong because I'm human. I make mistakes. But that's the whole point of life. We learn from our mistakes. We take ownership of our mistakes and we apologize to the ones we had done the mistake to. And we move on and we learn, right? I had to learn that, Charles, this guy or girl didn't know you were about to watch TV, although I just wanted to just scream. They didn't know I was about to watch television, right? So be nice and tell them in a nice way and not be a snob about it. Learn to be the light. Learn to be the good guy. But I didn't. I didn't get here overnight, y'all. I tell y'all, I did not get here overnight. I had to learn to be a friend. I had to want to be a friend. I had to want to have friends. So I knew what I had to do. I had to start with loving myself. Tonight at 10 at the castle, the American Prince Charles III will teach you how to love yourself because he has just discovered how to love himself. But it's so true. I mean, really, how many of you guys see people who are just so mean and full of anger? I mean, at the end of the day, don't you know they're just probably miserable with themselves? They're miserable with themselves, but I had to start to learn to love myself. And to do that, I had to be still before God. I had to be still before God. I had to work on being something. I always said I was a Christian, but I had to really work at being the Christian, strengthening my faith. I had to have an open and honest chat with my Heavenly Father, with God. And when I did that, I'm gonna tell you something. Big, big things start happening. So I started small by meeting God every day for 5 to 10 minutes, right? Oh, when I said that, I'm thinking of one of my friends that once told me a joke. He said, let me see. He said, "Hey, Charles." I said, "Yeah, what's up, man?" He said, "So I waited on Jesus to pick me up." I said, "Really? So what happened?" He said, "I ended up taking a bus. He never showed." I said, I said, "Dude, that wasn't Jesus. That wasn't Jesus. That was Jesus." So I'm going to tell you, you know, you see, my God, my Jesus will show up in my life as long as I give him the opportunity. God gives us the ability to make a choice. We can either choose to be snobbish, to be hateful, to be picky and mean-spirited, to be sneaky, to be dishonest, or we can choose to be honest, to be fair, to be forgiving, to be open. Now, to be open is to be receptive. And when God comes into your life, all these nasty sort of feelings you had, they go away. But it doesn't happen overnight. Sometimes it can happen overnight. But for most of us, it's a work in progress, right? But he only moves in your life if you let him move in your life, you know? So a lot of people say, "Well, Charles, what is faith?" Well, what is faith? Let's do it. Tonight, here at My Castle Life, Charles, the American Prince Charles, that is, discuss faith and what it is to have faith. You see, faith is to believe in oneself and allow God to come into your life and take control. That's faith, is to believe in oneself and allow God to come into your life and take control. Now, you may say, "Well, I'm rich and I have money, or I've saved tons of money and I'm fine. I can treat anybody how I want. Whatever comes off my tongue, how it rolls off, and it's up to them to take it and to do what they will with it, because I don't care." Well, let me tell you, sometimes God gave you the money and God can take the money away. And I'm not going to say sometimes. And the reason why I say sometimes, and this is a debatable thing among scholars and religious preachers and bishops, Satan can give gifts too. He can give money. He can give worldly gifts, but those may not be the gifts of God. So there's a very thin line there that we have to acknowledge and keep in mind. But let me tell you something. When God gives it, he can take it. And God is ultimate. So if Satan gives it, God can still take it. You understand? God created Satan. Let's not forget. It was Gabriel, the archangel, that kicked God out of heaven. It wasn't Satan out of heaven. It wasn't God that did the heavy lifting. It was Gabriel, an angel, that kicked Satan out of heaven. So God has utmost control and power. So you may say, "But I like acting this way, making others, you know, feel like they just, I don't like them. Let them know I don't like them in that way. And I treat them in however which way I want to treat them." And I would say to you, you have just checked in to the Hurt Hotel. You really have. You've checked into the Hurt Hotel because you're hurting yourself to act that way. So let's begin to check out of this sad Hurt Hotel. And that is my wish for you, to check out of this hotel. And ways you can start by doing this is, number one, you can start to pray. You can pray. You can ask God to change your heart, change your ways, change the way you're treating certain people or others, whether it's friends or family members or even your pets. Ask God to change your ways. Maybe your children. Number two, Be generous to others. Know that what you do to others, believe it or not, it sometimes can come back to you. You know, karma is bad, right? So we want to attract the laws of the universe in positive ways. If we put out good energy, we want that good energy to come back to us. Number three, get inspired. Why are you just sitting there? Why are you sitting there and you're jealous, or you're hurtful, or you're feeling resentful, or you feeling like you just want to have this jealousy in your heart towards whoever for whatever reason? Get inspired. Do something. Get up and move your body. Get up and work at something that you have. I really believe God gives us all a talent. Now, we just have to maybe, some of us have to work at discovering what that talent is a little bit more than others. But he gives us this talent to do that. And number five, or number four, shall I say, get the ball rolling. That's the first thing in the morning you need to do, is get up and get the ball rolling. Are you getting up just using the restroom and just taking a shower, or just going to get food or eating or cooking? What are you giving time to God? Are you giving time to yourself? Are you doing a meditation of some sort to get some sort of clarity as to what you're going to do for the day? Get the ball rolling first thing in the morning. And number five, check out the Hurt Hotel. You got to check out this Hurt Hotel. It is not a good place to be at the Hurt Hotel. It's a sad place. It's a place where people just, they think, well, I got all this money. Nothing can really hurt or take that away. I beg to differ. God gave and he can take, no matter what you may feel. So remember, treat others with love and kindness, and ask yourself, the way you treat others, could you be a friend to yourself if you had to treat yourself that way? Would you like to be treated that way that you're treating the other people? You have to ask yourself these things. So number one, pray and ask God to change your heart. Number two, be generous to others. Number three, get inspired. Number four, get the ball rolling first thing in the morning. And number five, you got to check out that Hurt Hotel. You just got to do it. So be honest, people. This is the only thing I'm going to tell you right now. Be honest with yourself. Some people can dish it out, but they can't take it. Some people can love to see others sad and left out, but they can't take it. Some people are sick and feeling depressed and don't know why their body is breaking down, why they have this sickness in their life, but they can't take it. Some people want to see others sick and feeling depressed or broke and poor and having a hard time, but they can't take it. The answer is simple. Change your negative ways of living and how you treat others to positive ways and true love. And then watch God move positive in your life. When you do those things, I can pretty much bet my life on, you're going to have great, great, great success. And there will be nothing you can't do. I'm the American Prince Charles III. Remember to be amazing. And thank you for listening to the show today.
Somebody tell me, this life that I'm living is real, not deja vu.
Oh my God, is this deja vu all over again?
Deja vu.
Deja vu.
Deja vu.